This is Global View. I'm Seema Mathur-Hopkins. My guest is Rachel Vinson, editor of the book When We Are Bold, Women Who Turn Our Upside-Down World Right. Rachel has worked as a journalist and more recently the director of media and communications for the Nobel Women's Initiative. She's been on the front lines with Nobel Peace laureates working to advance human rights, justice, and equality. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Rachel, your book is comprised of the stories of 28 bold women. Can you tell us about some of these women and how you selected them?
Well, these are women, some of whom I've worked with, others I haven't, but have admired from afar, who are all activists in their own way, whether it's on the front lines or in academia. And they're writing about 28 extraordinary activists or women thinkers and doers who have inspired them. All the women, whether they're being written about or they're the ones writing, are extraordinary, but at the root of that word is the word ordinary. And really, that's what the book is about, that these stories are about ordinary women under extraordinary circumstances, women like your mother, your sister, your cousins, who respond to crises or to circumstances that they see as wrong, injustice in all of its forms, and they do something about it.
Tell us about some of the women that are profiled in the book.
Well, they're from around the world, and they span about 100 years, because the book goes back 100 years to the present. Some have been slain for their activism, have literally paid the price for their activism with their lives. Others are still very much alive. One is Marcela Lagarde, who is a Mexican influential feminist, an anthropologist, academic, and former politician, who introduced the term femicide to Mexico and worked heavily to bring out research that showed how the state was complicit either directly or indirectly by perpetrating impunity for the act of femicide, the killing of women. Other women include seven Nobel Peace Prize laureates from around the world. And then there's a woman, Berta Caceres from Honduras, an extraordinary activist who was assassinated last year for her work defending indigenous land against a mega resource project.
Wow. Well, these are all very brave women, from Marcela Lagarde, who really resonates down here in South Texas for the work that she's done that affects so many people across the border, to, like you said, the Nobel Peace laureates. What are some of the characteristics in these women that allow them to make such great change?
I think persistence is the main characteristic. I love the hashtag #SheWillShePersists, because I think that's what characterizes women from around the world who decide to take on injustice. Marcela is an example. She not only in her academic life did this work to bring out awareness of the violence, the extreme violence against women in northern Mexico, but then her work and her research contributed to the Inter-American Court on Human Rights verdict in 2009 against Mexico for its failure to protect hundreds of women in Ciudad Juarez. They really stay with their work, they continue, and they don't give up in the face of very challenging circumstances and often backlash.
Well, you didn't give up in writing this book, which I'm sure was not easy putting it together. What inspired you and what kept you going to complete it?
What keeps me going is the stories of these extraordinary women. I have been reading biographies all my life, and I think they have shaped me in ways that I probably will never fully appreciate. When I was 10, I loved the stories of the abolitionists, the former slaves like Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman. I also loved stories of Florence Nightingale, who, you know, really introduced hygiene in the Crimean War and really saved so many lives. So I've continued to seek out those stories, and I had the rare opportunity to bring the profiles of 28 women, many of whom I've worked with, together in one book, and I hope to inspire other women by their examples.
Why is this so important right now for us to hear these stories?
There's so much going on in the world that seems insurmountable. There's humanitarian crises across the world, Syria and Yemen and South Sudan. There's the refugee crisis, refugees wanting to come into the United States and all over the Western world. There's some people would say that there's now a crisis, a political crisis in the United States. And people tend to feel overwhelmed, but it's my firm belief that if you realize and see by the example of others that there's a lot that every ordinary person can do if they start with their passions and if they start where they know they can make a difference, that they can do a lot.
Thank you. Rachel Vinson, editor of When We Are Bold, Women Who Turn Our Upside Down World Right, will be speaking on Thursday, March 23rd at Texas A&M University Anchor Ballroom at 4:30 p.m. And Friday, March 24th, she will be speaking at the World Affairs Council Luncheon at 11:30 a.m. at the Ortiz Center. And you can purchase tickets for that at the door or at the World Affairs South Texas website. Thanks for being a part of the conversation.